Well, I went, actually, this is actually the best explanation for, here's an example of, if I was telling, I don't in my book, but if I was telling a similar kind of story of my own life, there is one fact which I, one very lucky fact I would have to dwell on, which was, I grew up in a very rural area of Ontario, and I went to one of these country schools where I would say 75 to 80% of the kids were farmers' kids. And in my high school of 1,200 kids, probably 20 went to college every year, right? So that gives you a sense of, it was not a highly intellectual environment. However, by sheerest good fortune, my oldest friend, who I met on the first day of first grade and has been my closest friend ever since, and was in every class with me from first grade to the end of college, happened to be one of the very, very few educated, literate, sophisticated people in town. In fact, he's today an editor at the New York Times. My other best friend from that period, who was a farmer's kid, but also was very kind of educated and literate, was just 2 years ago the youngest tenured professor at Harvard University. So here I was in the middle of nowhere in Canada, and my two best friends happened to be people who were outliers. I mean, absolutely, particularly the one at Harvard, who's a one-in-a-million kind of guy. I would not be here without those two, absolutely not. I mean, they shaped me in ways that I can barely even begin to understand. And that was just luck. I mean, pure and simple. And it's very humbling to think of the fact that your life was in the hands of, to such a large degree, of these two, you know, two peers, these two friends from first grade, who turn out to have been perfectly remarkable in every way. So that's something I've thought about since writing this book.
We've just been through the Summer Olympics. Are Olympians outliers?
Oh yeah, I mean absolutely. There are and there are really wonderful things we can learn by looking at the kinds of people who succeed at that level. You know, it is a perfect confirmation of the thesis of this book. One is that what sets them apart as much as anything is their ability to work hard. And hard work is one of the big themes of this book. It just shows how outliers are people who have been given, not just who want to work hard, but more importantly, have been given the opportunity to work hard. You need an opportunity to work hard. If you want to be a great gymnast in the Olympics, all of the ambition and drive and discipline in the world will come for naught unless there is a gym within walking or driving distance of your house when you're 6 years old, staffed with someone who knows how to teach gymnastics, right? You know, you look at all the great female gymnasts in the United States in this past Olympics, you know, they come out of gyms,